I want to extend Christian greeting to each one here this evening. It is indeed a blessing to be gathered in this way and to hear that God has a purpose for us. God has a place for us where we can abide and seek His ways and seek His will. I was really blessed with what the brother shared there. As we think of the subject tonight of maintaining husband and wife relationship, I believe that I stand here and maybe it's the second time that I share this topic here, and I'm more comfortable when I get home. My wife is here, and there are things that, as I was studying, I believe that I find myself in need of prayers and in need of applying what the Lord wants me to share to my own life. I don't stand here and share that I know everything and I do everything right. But nevertheless, I want to share what the Lord has laid in my heart. I'd like to read a couple of verses there in Matthew chapter 19. Again, I believe that it's so important that we, those of us that are married, that we remember that God is the one that has instituted marriage. And He has a plan. He has a will for husbands and wife. And in the beginning there in Genesis, it reminds us when God made Adam and Eve, and we think of the first marriage there in the garden. But Jesus, in this scripture here in Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 to 6 there, we see that Jesus again reinforced that and reminds us of the sacredness of marriage, the sacredness of our vows. It says there, "And He answered and said unto them, Have ye not read that He which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God had joined together, let no man put asunder." You know, as I thought of the importance of the reminders that God instruct us as husband and wife, a lot is hinged, we say, we're responsible in how we fulfill a role towards each other. And as I thought of the heading there of the topic, maintaining, it gives the idea that there needs to work to be done. There has to be an upkeeping for it to exist. October this year will, if the Lord tarries, I'll have 25 years since I've married. And from my own experience, I believe I can say that it is a working experience. It's an everyday experience where we need to keep this thing going, And I'm glad that, God bless us with wives that are willing to work together. I think it is so important. Someone said that the family is becoming an endangered species today, like wildlife, especially I know in the States here too, but in Belize, there's a lot of organization. People put a lot of money and a lot of effort into, saving the things that are becoming extinct. But what is being done today about the Christian home, marriage? We can never deny the fact that not only society has a problem with infidelity and faithfulness, but even sometimes in our own circles. And what is the reason? Well, I believe that there are times that we forget, as husbands and wives, we forget our duties to each other. And I believe it is so important that we be mindful of this importance. I believe that Satan is attacking homes today, marriages. And we know that if the home is destroyed, then the church is destroyed as well. Nations are destroyed. And Satan is gearing after our homes, our relationship. And, you know, we do much wrong if we allow Satan to get in there. I believe the important part that we need to do as husband and wives is that we follow the instructions of the Word of God. God promises us that He can preserve our marriage. And He could give us a blessing, a blessed opportunity to work together, to live together, and to raise a home for His honor and His glory. It takes commitment. You know, I trust that we always remember the vows that we have committed to each other, the promises we have made. And not only because I have promised it to my wife, but because I made a promise before God and before man. You know, I believe that it's so important that we look at it that way. God has an interest in our relationship as husband and wife. Are we cultivating? Are we taking the moments, the opportunities that comes our way to build that relationship? I believe sometimes we read stories where two people get together and we hear the end of the story and they happily live ever after. And I believe that sometimes people enter into marriage with that idea. But we know, and if we're honest, and some I know some of you are maybe have more than 50 years together, we know that it takes effort, it takes commitment, it takes sacrifice. And it's an everyday experience as we sojourn in this life. Again, let's not forget the awesome responsibility we have as husband and wife. You know, our relationship should be a testimony to the world that God has bind us together and that He can keep us together. We ask a question today, why there are many so broken homes, so many broken marriages? Why has the love been lost? What is the reason? Even in our circles, we'd say, there are times there are broken relationship. I believe that it's important today that we follow the Word of God. I'll read some verses here that it's very familiar, but sometimes I believe we need to go back and look at it and to see where are we failing and where are we failing. Let's look at some of these verses in Ephesians chapter 5. We might have read them over and over, but I believe that, again, tonight it is important that we remember what the Word of God has to say. Ephesians chapter 5, maybe I'll start from verse 21. It says, "There, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that He might present it unto Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as Christ and the wife see that she reverence her husband." In Colossians 3, maybe I'll just read these verses. Colossians 3, 18 and 19. He says, husband, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Sorry, in verse 18 he says, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. Husband, love your wives and be not bitter against them. In 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 5, this says, for after this manner in the old times, the holy woman also who trusted in God and the Lord himself, being in subjection unto their own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husband, dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessels, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. I believe with all these verses that we read there, again, as husband and wife, we see a responsibility that God has given to us. But you know, I had to think back of the vows that we shared on a wedding day. You know, we made promise to each other. And how much does those promise mean to you today? If you were married 50 years ago, how much does those promise mean to you? How much are you making an effort to carry out those promises? It is, you know, sometimes I believe that we forget or we neglect the time to cultivate, you know, to keep up or to work on these instructions that the Word of God has given us. There are many, I don't know, I would say, sometimes it seems that people stay together. They share their vows, they get married, and they stay together. But where is all the love? Where has all the love gone? Some people stay together because of children, and I believe it is a good reason, but if that's the only reason why husband and wives are together, I believe they need to look into it deep further. Some people dissolve their marriage, relationship, you know, because they can't get together. But, you know, we know the Bible says that from the beginning, it was not God's plan. One thing we want to look at tonight is that love is connected. I believe all of us can agree that love is connected to our emotion. You know, we're people that we have emotions. But, you know, our emotion changes constantly. That is why, as husband and wife, we need to put forth effort to make our love grow. You know, instead of trying to make sure that we feel right emotionally every time, you know, we need to develop habits, we'd say, relating to each other in making our love grow for each other. It is so easy for us to allow ourselves to be led by our own passion. And, you know, this is not a safe way to have a happy marriage. We can focus our minds on the fact that we have committed ourselves to each other. We have made a promise before God. We have promised to each other. And that should keep us to be faithful, to love, to be patient with each other. You know, there was one man thought that, you know, after some years, he came to his preacher and said, I thought that I married the wrong wife. And, you know, his preacher told him, he says, you should go home and ask God to teach you or to show you how you can love your wife. And he said that that man went home and he prayed and he asked God. You know, afterwards, that man came back and said, you know, his marriage was full of love and excitement. You know, God, just like we heard this evening, we can come to that secret place and cry out to God. We struggle with that at times as humans, whether it's husband or wife. But we need to find God. God can give us that love. God can stir within us that desire to love our wives despite our hardships we face in life. I believe that our relationship as we relate to each other, whether it's in communication, whether it's dealing with experiences of life, you know, we can enjoy them. And we can take these as a privilege to comfort each other. You know, as we think of, you know, we face difficulties. We think with the pressures of life today. But, you know, it's good that as we're one, we can encourage each other. We can comfort each other in these difficult times. There are times when child rearing is not easy. The pressures of life, sometimes health, financials. Strain, but you know, it's so beautiful when two people can get together and comfort each other in this time. It's so easy at times when, as wives, maybe we can start pointing finger on the other side and saying, you know, why aren't these needs met? And those things can cause division, but we can comfort each other in times like these. Husband, we're commanded to love our wives and be not bitter against them. We should always be patient and kind. You know, think of, you know, the experiences of life, it seems that we tend to just take it out of our wives sometimes. And I want to confess that's one of my areas where I struggle at times. The pressures of life, the responsibilities that comes. It seems that it's so easier to take it out of our poor wives that, you know, we feel that they will listen. But, you know, let's, you know, neither side, as husband and wives, harsh words should never be found or said to each other. It shouldn't be found in our lives just as a roll of thunder in a clear, sunny day. What would come to your mind if you are out there in the field and you see the sun is bright and the skies are clear and you hear thunder? You know, you would think that there's something wrong. Would you be surprised? Well, you know, I believe that for us, that on either side, none of us should be angry and use harsh words towards each other. You know, sometimes we need to remember that the words we say, the harsh words we say, are things that we can never take back. You know, these things, they have effects. Yes, we can ask for excuse, we can ask forgiveness, but you know, once those words are gone, you know, they have effect in a relationship. Some of these things can even become a lifetime. We need to be careful and watch what comes out of our mouth. We need not take each other for granted. We need to ask God to help us to be patient and kind and loving at all times. Sometimes, how do you respond when your spouse does something that maybe is a mistake, a flaunt? You know, you might do the same mistake, and how do you respond? It seems that it's easier for us to express the seriousness of that offense. But when I do it, do I look at it the same way? I think it is so important that we be mindful of our words and that we be fair, that we say words that will build each other up in our marriage. As husbands, we're commanded to love. And I like the scripture in Ephesians. It tells us that we are to love our wives in a sacrificial way. There it tells us that Christ, it gives us the example of Christ. And I believe each one of us here this evening, and I hope if we're children of God, that we can see the the price that Christ paid for us, you know, the suffering he went through. He gave up all that he could save mankind, that he could save you and me. And I believe as husband, God wants us to love our wives that way. I don't think there's nothing too important in this life, or there shouldn't be nothing too important in life that we can give up. As we think of our hobbies and our ambitions in this life, to give up for our wife's sake, for their well-being. It says, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, for those of us who understand what Jesus went through for this precious church, his bride, you know, he's not asking much of us. You know, this should make us start to realize how important and how much we should sacrifice ourselves, time, energy, resources, for the well-being of our wives. You know, to keep our marriage relationship, there is nothing earthly that is more of value than to love our wives, even if it means giving up the things that we love most. Are we willing? Are we willing to let go some of those things? The hobbies or the things that we enjoy most. Are we willing to sacrifice those time to, you know, build a relationship, to cultivate that love that God meant for us? I believe this is the essence of the recipe for God's order of the family, for husband and wife. That as wife, submit, that the husband love his wife. You know, as we think of these verses, the words we read there, we need to look at them as instructions, as command from God. You know, and when God says some things, we need to look at it seriously. Even though at times we, there are difficulties, there are situations where we feel that they're not, they shouldn't be there, but God expects us to carry out those instructions in a God-fearing way and to love our wives. The command that God has given us as husband to love our wives is more important than human authority. You know, it seems like today people feel that it's okay if the law of the land says I can divorce my wife, I can put her away. You know, and we need to be careful because I think that even professing Christians today are questioning that. What God has said is settled and we need to put it to heart, to put it to practice and accept it as God's divine order. If we love our wives as the Bible commands us, you know, the most obvious evidence of this is seen as we support our wives in love. And we just do ourselves our own favor when we do this. Again, the Bible commands us that we need to love our wives. We need to care for their spiritual well-being. You know, God has put us as husband to be priests, to be leaders in our home, to be a provider. And, you know, we do so much wrong when we allow our wives to lead or try to lead the home. We know that God is a God of order, and he has stated clearly there in 1 Corinthians 11 that he holds us accountable for what occurs in our marriage. You know, if we neglect that, then there is a tendency that we have a marriage that is go through struggles. For husband, our first and utmost concern for our wives is that they're in good standing with the Lord. You know, it's not, I think sometimes we get confused. We feel that we need to provide, we're a provider. But you know, if the energy and the time we spend making them feel that, you know, they can feel comfortable in this life with material things. But I believe there's more need to be invested in the spiritual things. And those things can easily go unnoticed. in our relationship. Yes, I believe it's in the right of every man that they want to be supportive, they want to carry out their responsibilities, but sometimes we can easily get confused with the material things than with the spiritual things. A wife must come first in dealing with things, we'd say, the everyday things of life. Where I believe it's important, too, that we continue to build on that solid foundation which Jesus Christ has laid down. Let's not be like the foolish builder that built upon the sand. We need to build upon the principles of God's word in our relationship. Only then can we experience a happy marriage. Husbands, when you love your wives, when you look into the spiritual being of their lives, you're doing yourself your own favor. You know, we do ourselves a great favor when we help our wives in their walk with God. It gives us a great cause to rejoice. You know, God wants the Christian home today, the marriage, that it could be a beacon light in this dark world. You know, we need to ask ourselves the question, what does my neighbor say about my relationship with my wife? What does the world say? Maybe even in the church we can say, what do others see in the way I relate to my wife? Am I being a faithful husband? As husbands, we need to realize too that our behavior towards our wives are immeasurable. You know, the way we conduct with them, the way we treat them, we can never know how far that could be effective, whether for good or for evil. It is said that a husband can be one of the greatest hindrance to his wife, or maybe he can be one of the greatest encouragement to her as well. Husbands, we are not to be discouraged, disheartened, or suspicious towards a wife. You know, there are times that, like we heard, or taught life towards our wives. We need to develop proper attitude, taught attitude towards our wives. Satan can tend to make us look the other way and to belittle our wives, you know, and that has a lot of effect later in our marriage. I need to sacrifice my selfish ambitions for the eternal welfare of my wife. I should love her as Christ loved the church. Also, I believe we look at the example of Christ, where Christ went all the way to the cross. As a leader, he showed by example. And we need to be examples to our wives in spiritual things, in the decisions we make. They're depending on us. We should never allow them to lead or to make decisions, especially when it comes to spiritual things. Yes, we need to be open and hear their ideas. But as husband, we should never put them in a place where we see the downfall today in the world, and also the example there in the garden. God never meant it that way. But as husband, if we step out of our place, you know, we leave room for that. And so we need to be careful. We are to exercise, as husbands, we are to exercise our authority in humility. We must not look at our husband authority as a right, but we need to look at it as a divine duty, a command from God. You know, it's not wise that as husband, we walk around as we're boss, we're in charge. Yet God wants us to be firm. You know, we need to be firm in the things of God. I believe that God expects that from us. Another thing I like to encourage us as husbands is that we look at our wives as a precious treasure that God has given to us. Those things that we hold dear to us, we protect, we make sure they're safe. We provide a protection. Can we honestly say that is what the way we look at our wives? Or sometimes we just take them for granted. We feel that they're just, yes, they're a helpmeet, but we're helping them too. And I believe we need to look at them as special. The Bible says they're the weaker vessel. And as men, God gives us that intuition that we can make life in some ways a little bit more comfort, leading spiritually, that they can remember that we're men that are seeking after God's heart. As husband, we need to love our wives. We need to recognize their talent. We need to appreciate their effort. We need to consider their feelings. God gives us that sensitive heart, that love, that compassion for them, and we know that there is blessings there for us as husband. I'd like to share a little bit there on the wife now. To many women, the thought of submission or subjection brings negative feeling. Many women today look at marriage, I would say at a home life, as motherhood, as a, they look at it as a way of being inactive, insignificant, or just a doormat. I believe with all the feminist movement and the many things that are happening today, it has caused an effect also amongst Christian marriage. Wives, I want to remind you tonight that God has a special plan for you. Your responsibility, your place in the home is an awesome responsibility. But you need to stay there. We need to stay in your place. From God's point of view, submission means to yield humbly in obedience to an ordained power of authority. That blesses the heart of God when a wife could be live in submission to the authority that God has placed over her. Paul uses the example as the church is subject to the rule of Christ. This is not degrading, but it is the glory of God. It is a church glory. You don't need to look at your position in a home as a wife, that it is something that like the world scorns today. But it is a blessing. It is a special privilege. It is a glory when you can stay in your place to be submissive. And God did not in no way gives you wives this to be subjected or to be submitted. He gave it for a purpose. We know that this life is full of hardships. There are many things in life that the human face, and God made women in such a special way that they can never experience this on their own. They need the protection of their husband. So don't feel that God meant it bad that he put you and asked you to be submitted to your husband. Wives, you do yourself a whole lot of good when you accept and submit to the other that God has asked of you. I think especially of the special role that God has given you as wives, in the home with the family. Wives are those that the harmony of the home. The wife is the one that links between husband and wife and the family unit. When a wife lives according to this order, it creates harmonious relationship in the family. I'm blessed as I see Christian Home, when I see the joy of the Lord flowing in the lives of the little ones, and when wife and husband can be experiencing that joy, that fulfillment, that blessing of being a unit together. But you know, we know too, even sometimes in our homes when you know, there's disunity, when there's not that harmonious, that harmony in our homes, it doesn't feel as well. And so, but it takes both husband and wives to live up to their commitment, and that they can experience that oneness and that beautiful relationship that can flow out of that home. God has given you a special opportunity, wives, to freely choose to submit to that role. You know, and don't think you're the only one, because the Bible says in Philippians that Jesus was willing to submit to his Father's will. You know, Jesus left heaven and glory to come to this sinful world to give his life a ransom. Is that asking much of you to submit to your husband? I believe one of the testimony today that as wives you can give is when you submit to your husband, it shows that the spirit power is in your life. You know, it's not a thing of much people saying it's weakness, but it's strength when you can submit to this great call that God has given you. I believe there are things that can build up our relationship or to maintain a relationship as husband and wife. And I believe that one thing is that we need to keep praying. You know, before we start dating, we prayed. We prayed for each other. And I think that is so important that we continue praying. Praying for each other. Praying together. What a way to bond. You know, Brother Ron said tonight that sometimes when we pray, there are things that comes out of our heart that we can share in prayers, and we can hear each other and we can pray for each other. I think it is so important that we pray. And we need to study the Word of God together. Again, that's an area where I ask that you pray for me. It seems that it's so easy to get up early in the morning and either my wife stays in bed or I get up and go to the farm, and the day can get so busy, and you know, those things. And even at night, there's still opportunity, but we get tired and we fall asleep. But I believe we need to make time to study the Word of God together. Even it doesn't mean staying a whole hour, half an hour, but we can read a verse and we can share that together. I believe it tells us where our priorities are, if we really are interested in each other. As husband and wife, we need to be considerate of each other. We know that, and it seems that some of those things can never change. We're made up different, but we need to consider each other, you know, and not being accusing and condemning, but as, you know, we help each other, as we share concerns, that we do it in love and patience and forbearance. I think that is so important today. And we know we all need encouragement. Every one of us needs encouragement. But I believe, you know, the times that in my work as a minister, you know, it seems that I get more encouragement from my wife than from anyone else. And but I feel ashamed that at times I don't encourage her as much as I should. But, you know, we need that. And that's why God brought us together, because he knows that we need encouragement. Again, being sensitive to each other's need, it is so important. Never neglect the things that God brings to your mind that you need to say or to do to each other. And we know that this is something that we've heard so often, and it seems that it's hard. We struggle with this on both sides, is that we communicate together. I ask myself sometimes why. It seems that we know that is the key to having a right relationship, but it seems that there are other things that take place. We need to learn to communicate together, to be open to share our hearts out with each other, to listen. And we need to plan together. Yes, we know that we're just here for a short time, but it's important that we plan. Plan for the future, I mean, our eternal future. You know, just this week I was over in, we were over there in the other church there, and one evening I was just, I thought I wasn't going to make it. In fact, I end up in the emergency room. But you know, my wife was there, and I just told her, she said, I think I'm going home tonight. I'm going to be with the Lord. And, you know, I just felt that way. But you know, it gave me a peace that we could, you know, if I would leave, yeah, I said, you take care of the children if I do go home tonight. There's no regrets. Yes, I know I asked her, forgive me for the times that I failed. But is there things that are in our marriage that is hidden, that we know if the Lord should call you tonight? You know, on either side, if there are attitudes that are not confessed, if there are sins, you know, we need to be open and yes, just be, work these things out together. It takes commitment. And I believe that is what the world doesn't want to do today. I'm glad that God gives us the grace and strength to forgive, to love, to cherish. And that's, I believe, what God desires for each one of us. I trust tonight that each one of us here, whether we're recently married or we've been married for a number of years, and whether we have failed or whether there are things in our lives that we know that needs to be addressed, or by God's grace, may we do it. And then we know that God has a purpose for us in life. God wants us to be a testimony and to show the world that the marriage can work. And not only that, but our marriage can be a foretaste of heaven here on earth. May God bless you.